Black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
In case you didn't know it, it is Black History Month. It's yours another year.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Meets Podcast. As you know, if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm your lovely lady behind the mic and the host and creator of the Majestic Meets Podcast. As you just heard Oscar Proud say, it is Black History Month, the shortest month of the year, but that's okay because we got so much bliggity-biggity blackness coming to you on this podcast. I am so excited. This month, in particular, we will be interviewing Black creatives from all mediums, so y'all can get to know some more Black artists that you can support.
I'm doing
black
well.
Creators.
How are you?
This week I brought one of my peers. I love her so much. She's one of my good friends as well. Miss Ajene Rowe, the founder of College BFF. You may have seen their videos go viral recently. Yes, I love the platform so much. I cannot wait for y'all to hear this episode. We discussed so many gems. Just preparing you for your current semester. So without further ado, here's the episode.
Yes, I would definitely agree. I feel as if this pandemic has allowed me to shift my focus.
I totally agree. And so, Ajene, what's your major? One. Two, what else do you do outside of school?
My major is journalism mass communications with a concentration in public relations. And outside of school, I focus all of my time solely on building my brand, College BFFs. And College BFFs, the BFF stands for Black Female Facing Society. And I basically, like anything that I learn or that I have learned in the past, I post it on my page. And I have grown a community, and I started to realize I'm not the only one going through these struggles, and it has helped me so much. Like, College BFFs has become my accountability partner while I'm in school, and I just see that it's been helping a lot of high schoolers, students who are in college, and those who are in grad school. That's the track that I want to do. I want to go to grad school. I'm not there yet, but I'm glad that I have people who are able to give me some insight and knowledge on what to expect when I go to grad school.
That's amazing. And you have such a dope brand. I really love it. Like, I was so excited to have you back and even talk to you the first time. I was really excited about that.
Oh, thank you. No, I love your podcast. I used to listen to your podcast because me and Maddie had Spanish class together. So
yes.
I would always listen to her podcast and I'd be like, girl, I liked your episode. Just seeing her in class. It's so nice when your friends are also winning and yes. We can just support each other.
That's lovely. Like, I love that mindset. That's a super important mindset to have, especially when you are in like a major that is looked at as competitive when really it shouldn't be competition. The way I'm looking at it is the same way you're looking at it. Like, if somebody wins, we all win.
We all win, exactly. No, and I really feel like that's what Aggie Pride is. Everyone from the outside is always hating on A&T. I feel like, you know, oh, you guys aren't the best. But no, we are supporting each other and we appreciate being here. We love being here.
Right.
Well, before Zoom, I would say, before Zoom.
It was a lot easier before we transitioned into the online stuff.
Yes, it was so much easier. Oh my gosh.
And speaking of online and university, since we already did start school, we go to North Carolina A&T, as she previously mentioned. How are you feeling about the way we kind of started the semester since we've already had two semesters within a pandemic? This third semester, how are you feeling?
Well, I would say realistically, this is like my second semester in a pandemic because the first semester when the pandemic started, I was studying abroad, but we can get into that later. So for me, this is definitely a adjustment. I have had to be more disciplined, start saying no. Last semester, I was still hanging out on like during the week because as a PR student, or I'm not sure if you had this problem as well, I feel as if our department, we don't have Zoom times. We just have deadlines.
Yes.
And for me, yes. And so for me, I'm like, okay, well, if you're not seeing me do the work, then maybe I don't have to do the work. Or I was always finding a way to get a deadline extended. And this semester, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. A deadline is a deadline. I'm very serious because I have a lot of other things to manage as well. So I'm like, let me just, and since I'm a junior, I'm ready to go. I'm so ready to go. So I'm like, let me just prioritize this. Let me trust the process and stay down for this semester. And when we can go back outside, that will be a good day. But if not, let me just focus on what is in front of me.
Right. I totally agree with that. Totally, wholeheartedly agree with that. I feel like it's definitely allowed me to make some adjustments too with not necessarily what type of student I am, but kind of what type of student I am, like as far as prioritizing, like you previously said, and things like that. The time I use to hang out is now branding time, or is now time for, you know, homework. But there's not really too much of a social life due to the fact that we're in here and, you know, we're on Zoom for class. It's clearly a yes. pandemic still. It was tough to adjust at first. How are you feeling now that you're kind of in it?
I feel like it was definitely needed. I haven't been still for a long time in my life. I've always been going somewhere, just out and about. So this pandemic has allowed me to really look in the mirror and look at what I want for myself and things that I can improve. And it has taught me to learn a new skill. Now I wake up every morning, I go for my run, and then I come back and I teach myself different yoga positions, and that's what I'm putting my focus on. Because I realized in school, you have to have a life. I did not have a life for so long. I was just like school. And then I'm like, wait, I'm so stressed out because when I'm not stressing about school, then I don't know what else to think about. So once I started to create a life for myself, which this pandemic has helped me create a life for myself, because you are by yourself. You have no one else to talk to. Of course, you can FaceTime people from time to time, but it's not like how it used to be.
That's true. I totally agree with that. And I kind of want to go back into College BFF. Why College BFF, and how did you come up with this dope idea?
So the funny thing is, College BFFs, I thought of this idea before I was going abroad, because I felt as if freshman year, it was just a lot. Realistically, I did not have a plan going into college. And I'm like, I wish people would have told me that I could have ran for SGA or like the Mr. and Mister. I had no idea about that. I'm like, I wish people would have told me this, or would have told me that it's very important to find yourself, to have, to create a schedule, create a routine. And I felt as if my high school counselor just educated me about applying to school, but didn't really inform me about what really happens at like the day-to-day basis of a college student. And that's really why I created College BFFs, is to be more transparent about the college process and what goes on in school. And I kept hearing, oh, college is a scam, this and that. But I'm like, no, not really. You just haven't taken advantage of the resources. I was able to take advantage of the resource of studying abroad while I was in school. And I was like, oh my gosh, like more people should know about this. How come no one is educating people that you can go abroad and you can do that? And I've just decided to start educating students on different things in college, and also realizing that just because you're in college doesn't mean that that's your life. There are other things that you need to focus on. You need to focus on you. You need to focus on just different ways that you can face society. And that's mainly what my platform is targeted towards.
That, I love that so much. Like, that is so dope. And even with, and you kind of just mentioned, and I love how you brought that up, you know, utilizing those resources that you may not know exist.
Yeah.
That's so dope, because even studying abroad, like you said, our like counselors in high school, you know, we wasn't aware of any of these things. So now, like, you have a platform that shows all, like, you can utilize this resource and that resource simultaneously, even if you wanted to. Like, that's super dope.
Yes. Thank you. I love that you love the platform, because it's like, while I'm in school, I'm like, I wish I could do more, but I have to realize that I'm still in the process, so I just have to give what I can and continue to grow.
Lovely. And okay, so you've been creating dope content lately, and I kind of want to get into content in a comfort zone, but because I saw you, like, as soon as you started, like, you started with your content, then you like expanding above. Now you got merch, and now you're making reels and TikTok that are going viral. And like, I'm so blown away because brilliant, literally brilliant. You know how to keep an audience. Yes, like you really know how to keep an audience. So what's your process for creating? Like outside of your schoolwork, how do you set up time to create?
Well, since school has started a week ago, I've made content. I made Saturdays my content days. I would say a little bit of Sundays, but I really like Sundays as self-care. If I can just stay in bed all day and watch Netflix, that's what I'm going to do because I worked so hard throughout the week. And it's mainly just staying organized. I meet with one of my interns once a week and we create a content schedule for the week. And we discuss different topics that we feel we should talk about. And a lot of my content is things that I'm experiencing. I just posted a TikTok recently about you feeling happy about completing one assignment. And then all of a sudden you get Blackboard notifications, you get professor email, then you realize you have all these deadlines. And that's how I really feel. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm done. I complete this assignment, I'm so excited. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Like this is just one step compared to the long, long journey of this semester that I have to face. Yes. And a lot of my content is basically things that I'm going through. That's how I'm able to stay fresh and innovative.
Transparency. That's literally the best way to create, is just be transparent.
Yeah,
it is. Like even for me, in this podcast, a lot of the stuff that I create is some things that I've gone through. And a lot of people don't know that. But no, when I get on here and I talk, sometimes I'm talking for me. I'm not just talking because I feel like, oh, it's going to benefit or somebody will take away from it. No. Something happened in my life and I'm like, okay, let me just talk about it. Why not talk about it? I know this is like a normal thing, so why not just express it?
Yes. No, I definitely agree. And that's why like the BFFs is Black Female Facing Society, because I'm growing. I'm growing as a content creator. I'm growing as a student. I'm growing as an influencer. And you guys are on my journey. I know I'm not perfect, but every day I strive to learn something new and to build off of what I have already done.
And even with creating content, my last episode was just about this. So if y'all haven't heard it, definitely go tune into that. Fighting creative block, because I was in the process of fighting creative block when I was recording that. Some things, content-wise, some things work and some things don't work. For you, does that make you like, does that kind of like put you in a place where it's like, oh man, or does it make you like want to go harder, if that makes sense?
Yes. I would say the key thing that I keep on saying to myself is stay consistent. Because when I made my first Instagram post, of course, it didn't get that many likes, didn't get that many attention. I'm like, oh my gosh, no one likes my platform. And I realized that you can't just post one video and expect to gain a whole bunch of following. Or you can't just post something and expect people to just love it right away. And sometimes people need repetition. So I can make a video on TikTok, but I'm going to post it on Instagram. And if I feel good, I'm going to post it on Twitter. I'm just going to keep using that same content, because there's different, each platform has a different audience.
Yes.
Yeah, and so you have to know which audience is for you. And when you find your soul foundation, then you can just keep doing it and keep going. And so when it comes to staying motivated, I would just say, just keep having faith and staying consistent.
That's lovely, definitely. That's the biggest thing, consistency. I totally agree with that. Even in academics, like you gotta stay consistent with that too, because it's like, it's all the same. Everything works and comes full circle. Even if you don't do good on something, who's to say you won't do good on the next thing? So it is literally just full circle.
Yes. And that's what college is for, years, because
yes,
you have consistently invested yourself into this education. And I kid you not, I feel like year three is the hardest. Year three is the hardest. Like
it's now, so tough.
Yes, because coming in freshman year, like, I had a lot of junior friends and a lot of them dropped out. I'm like, why are they dropping out junior year? They're halfway, like they're right there.
Yes.
But I can easily see how lack of focus and lack of discipline can cause you to not want to continue.
Right, even with you being so close to something, it's like, okay, maybe I can slow down right here because I'm close, but no, this is gas, get the gas.
Yes, you have to sprint up that hill, and I'm doing a full ledge sprint up this hill because these Zoom classes.
Yeah, Zoom. Zoom, I like it. I really do like it, but it's just not the same. Like, I'd rather just be around my peers and actually experience them while learning. And I know that's not just me, but it's definitely not the same where you're sitting in your room staring at people versus, oh, hey, like, we can actually, like, interact. Because being in communications, like, that's what we do. We love to, you know, interact, whether it's PR, multimedia, in front of the camera or behind the camera, it's interaction. So it's even tougher, I feel like, for people who do media. Like, media is so tough right now.
Yes, no, I totally agree. Like, last semester, I just, like, I had a whole breakdown because I like to be in people's face. I like to say hi. I like to just see what's going on. And now that I can't do that, I've started to just pivot my vision and, like, okay, well, I'm going to have to do it virtually. I'm going to have to join the Women Empowerment Conferences virtually. I'm learning to be okay with that.
Yes. It's definitely tough. It's so tough, but I think we're managing pretty well. I think a lot of opportunities at the same time, although it's tough, they did kind of open up because now we get to sit in the comfort of our homes and watch webinars. And, you know, we still got the comment section where we can interact and we can quickly go to LinkedIn while still, you know, they're believing that we're paying attention, and which we are, but, like, we can quickly go and, hey, I'm in here. Like, this is so dope. Like, I love it. And that's one of my favorite things about, you know, kind of just building my network. And for you, how was that process for you when you want to build your network or collab with somebody? Because I know creatives and content creators, they kind of struggle with that pitch. What exactly do you do? Or if you know you want to work with someone, how would you approach that?
First, I do research. I see if you align with my brand mission. Wait, are we talking about network for business, or are we talking about networking when it comes to, like, career-wise?
Business and personal, I would say both.
Yeah, so I would say the number one thing to do is research, and this can be if you're contacting an influencer, if you're reaching out to a company, anything, is to do research to make sure that you fully understand what that person is and or who that company is. And then from the research, you're able to, when you meet with them, you're able to ask questions. And then you're able to create a plan of what you want to utilize them for. Because there are, like, I meet a lot of people and a lot of people have reposted my content and things of that nature. But I'm like, what do I, like, how can they help me execute the vision that I have in my mind? And that helps me figure out who I want to reach out to and what I should do next.
It's all in the process, like, definitely trusting the process. I really like how you developed that. Like, that's pretty dope.
Thank you. Yes.
Of course. Like, this whole vision, like, I'm so blown away by it. I think it was so needed. And the time it came, like, right before you left, and now, you know, you came back and now we're in a pandemic. This could not be a better time to have a platform like this. And even with the TikTok you made about, you know, kind of reminiscent of how life was before the pandemic and, you know, HBCU. I watch that from time to time and I just sit and think to myself, like, wow, those were the days. But I know, like, days similar to that are ahead, of course. Something's definitely going to, like, I just believe in it. Like, it's definitely going to happen.
Yes, it's all about patience. I'm starting to realize that too. When it comes to business or anything like that, I can't rush into a decision, just like how we can't rush back outside. So, and it's very hard because I kid you not, I want to go back outside. I want college before COVID. I want everything back. I want it all back. But I'm able to focus now. It's all about separating what you want and what you need. And I want to go back outside, but I need to stay inside and focus on my plan and executing my vision.
Priorities. They're like priorities, honestly.
Yes.
And now, like, this is the perfect transition into what I want to ask you next. It's kind of like a game of top five, but it's college edition. So the top five I want to ask you first is, what are your top five don'ts as being a pandemic college student? Because we do have, we did have some incoming freshmen whose experience is completely different from ours when we got here. So what are your top five don'ts right now as far as being a college student, mainly on Zoom, or somebody who's both on Zoom and on campus?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I have to, the first don't, I would say, don't stay in bed all day.
Oh, yes.
Don't, yeah, like that just, that's number one right there. You have to get out of bed. You need to remember to eat. Like, just like continue to have a daily routine, because there's some days that I'll eat breakfast and then I'll get a headache at like 5. I'm like, why? Like, why do I have a headache? Well, you didn't eat.
Forgot to eat.
Yes. Don't compare. I feel like this is like for college and anything. Don't compare yourself to others, because someone's day 20 and your day 5 is not the same. You haven't gone through the same process. So you got to, like right. I said before, trust the process. What's another thing not to do? Don't procrastinate. And I know that's easier said than done, but try to even look at the assignment. Like if you don't want to do it, just look and see what you have to do. And so you can plan to say, oh, this is not going to take me that long. I could do this right now. Or I'm not going to do this right now, but I know like I'll have time to do it later. So just assess what you need to do. And the last thing is, don't forget your family back home, and don't forget don't forget the people back home, because you are going to need them as your support system. And that's what I didn't do, because I'm an out-of-state student. So when I left home, I was like, oh, I am out of here. I'm not going back. Like, mom, I'm gonna call you every couple of months. But no, you need to stay consistent and build those relationships with your family members.
I love that. And the whole, you know, getting out of bed, that is huge. I feel like that's honestly one of the biggest, because if you don't get out of bed, that can low-key put you in a place you do not want to be.
Yes, because I used to think last semester, oh, I can do my homework in bed. That's not going to work, because I'm going to get tired. And I'm going to be like closing laptop now and laying down.
Fall asleep.
So I have to be behind my desk. If I'm not behind my desk, I'm not getting any work done.
It's definitely, that's a way to procrastinate. Like staying in that bed, that's a huge way to procrastinate.
Yes, it definitely is. And I'm like, because you know, time goes by so fast.
It does.
And you're just like, dang it, I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Even the thing with family, although our family isn't here, we are still going to need them, like mentally and like physically. We need our family back home, because I know if something does not go right, the first thing I'm doing is calling either my father, my mom. I'm complaining.
Yeah.
To just have somebody to complain to for once. Like,
I totally agree. That was me a couple days ago. I'm like, mom, this Wi-Fi is not working. And she's like, okay.
Because even just, like, right, and you know, things are not always going to go good. Like, there's going to be highs and lows in college, and so it's so important to just have that genuine support system behind you.
Yes, it is very important.
It is. And so my next top five is the complete opposite, but I kind of want to ask it in terms of navigation, you know, connecting with people, staying in touch with your professors, getting involved around school. Like, what are your top five do's as far as being a pandemic semester student?
Yeah, pandemic semester student is definitely different, and especially since everyone's campus is operating differently. Because are we open? Like, because we are technically hybrid.
Yes. Yeah, we're more so on the hybrid side than like the open side, but. You know, as far as like getting food and going to certain offices, we can still do that.
Do that. Oh, okay. Yes. But to go back to your top five to help network, I would say still join the organizations and see the ones who are active, because there are some that are still active. And even SGA, I know that our Miss is holding a Women Empowerment Conference coming up.
Yeah.
So still sign up for those things. I would say continue to email your professor, because they are also experiencing different things as well, but they will get to you eventually. And I'm trying to think of other ways that you can, because just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean that you should shut down and close off and be to yourself. You can still pick mm-hmm. up the phone and call your local community service organizations and see if you can join them. So I would say just operate the same way, just be safe. And don't think that just because you can't go in, that there's no way for you to get in the door, if that makes sense.
Ooh, that's good.
Yes.
I love that. Being safe with all of this. I don't even want to say it's tough, because it's not, like, you know, the 3 W's and, you know, how we've been operating for about a year now, because we're kind of coming up on our year since we've been in the pandemic. But, you know, it's just so important to be safe doing all these things, but it's ways to get things done. If you see a link and you know you're supposed to be a part of something, join it. Join it. 9 times out of 10, you might not even be on screen, but if it's something you know you need to hear, or if it's something important, even if you're in the bed, join it. Like, don't miss out on any opportunities just because, like you said, the pandemic. It shouldn't be a pandemic in your school life. You know, outside life, there's a pandemic, but closing yourself in, like you said, in real life, that's not something you should do. You should stand out, always stand out. Because there's still so much to do. It's still a lot to do. Even though we're sitting in our rooms right now and we're shut down, there's still so much to be done. Especially for the creatives. It's so much we got to get done.
Yes, there's still internships I have to apply for. I have to go to the Career Center and make them look at that. And so there are still things you have to do. You are still going to graduate. You still need to secure full-time employment. You still need to create those connections, because you never know when you'll be able to meet these people again. And just mix and mingle in the group me. I'm sorry, like,
but okay, it's really that's bad. Good.
Yeah, that no, so really good. Sad. But it's really bad because people don't put their face on Zoom. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I don't know what you look like, but you can always meet somebody some way, somehow.
Right, utilizing your peers. That's a lot. That's another way you can get far. Definitely. Because you just never know. Like you said, if that person's not even showing their face, you're not showing your face, you might just miss an opportunity, because somebody might need you for something. And you can do it, but that first impression, you're not presenting yourself.
Exactly. I like that. Okay. Yes. First impression. Yes.
The way I'm looking at it, we're still our brand. Even though we're sitting on a computer screen, honestly, people have always been doing Zoom, but it's so prominent now because we are in a pandemic. Like, people who work from home, people who host webinars, this has always been a thing, but it's just so unfamiliar to us because we're so used to, you know, being tangible with each other, like being able to be in each other's presence. But, you know, even for a continuing student, like, it looks different now, but the whole, I see why professors are stressing out over, you know, appearance, because you know, it's not even just for them. It's for, you know, the people in the class. Like, it's your brand. Somebody might need somebody like you for their brand, or they would love to, you know, collaborate. Like us right now, we knew each other pre-pandemic, but we're sitting on this Zoom session right now, you know, discussing the same stuff we were discussing before the pandemic. And had I not, you know, fully be myself and people see, you know, what I can do, then it would be much tougher. If I'm not presenting myself the way I'm supposed to be presenting myself, I will not be this far. And I feel like that's so, so important, doing stuff virtually. Like, we shouldn't just let the computer screen, you know, kind of box us in. And let's still not be ourselves, because 100% of the time, if I'm not having a good day on Zoom, I'm still, you know, trying to be active. My facial expressions, you know, just, you know, being me. That's so important.
Definitely. No, I definitely agree. And I feel like we kind of manifested this pandemic, because there was many times that I was in class, I'm like, I really don't want to be here. They could have emailed me this. I did not have to come in and sit down. And this pandemic has taught me to be grateful. I'm like, oh gosh, I am so grateful. I'm grateful that I'm still living, but I'm grateful for the opportunity of being inside of a classroom, mm-hmm. because a freshman coming in don't get to experience that. And us upperclassmen, we keep telling them back in the day before COVID, but they don't understand that. So I'm grateful to have experienced that, have had the full HBCU experience, because I was able to go outside, go to football games, experience all of that. And I'm just grateful for what I was able to accomplish before the pandemic.
All right. It looks different, but it doesn't have to be different.
That's
one thing I'll say to someone that's like an entering freshman. Like, it does not have, it's what you make it, literally. As long as you're out there being safe, you can still make it like that. And I like to think that we didn't live the last of it. Like, it'll be back. But right now, I would say that time period and that freshman's life is there for a reason. And we might not know the reason right along, but the way they're entering college is supposed to be, like, this is supposed to be where it is right now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we got to kind of put the pieces together and figure out what we're going to do. How are we really going to stand out? And, you know, how are we going to make the best of it? Because this is definitely going to pass. Like, I'm so optimistic that, like I said, we're not living the last of it. That HBCU experience, it'll be back as soon as it can be back. But for now, we just got to kind of, you know, buckle down and be still. Like, the biggest part of this, like you said earlier, be still. Like, I have that actually on my wall in front of me.
Really? No, because that's a really good motto to have. And since I'm learning to do yoga and it's all about focusing on your breathing, I'm like, wow, like how a person breathes and their breath is very important. And it can just shift so many things in your life. And I'm realizing your mental is also important as well.
Yeah.
People always talk about mental health, but it's very serious. How you talk to yourself, how you view yourself, is very important. That's why I have all these sticky notes everywhere to remind myself I'm going to be successful. I will pass this semester. I will graduate with a degree. I just have to keep on continually telling myself this, and it helps a lot.
It definitely does. And sometimes I find sitting in my room at this desk with this mic in front of me, sometimes with this ring light on, it kind of reminds me of my purpose, because even if I go out, maybe just to go to the store or something, like, I'm not really thinking about where I want to be 5 years from now, but it honestly, just sitting here, is a constant reminder, because I know, like, I want this bright light to be an even bigger bright light. This microphone, I want somebody to hold it one day for me, and I would love for it to be clipped right here, and this chair that I'm sitting in is going to be the chair to my show. And so it kind of just reminds me of my purpose. Like, I feel like, honestly, it's easier to see it. Like, I can visualize it now that I'm sitting here and actually doing this. And I hope that's what the interim freshmen, or the freshmen, this is their second semester in the pandemic, I hope that's what they take away from it. Like, you being still is a way for you to actually visualize and figure out ways you can reach your purpose if you're already not walking in it.
Yes, I totally agree, because I would say coming into college, like I said before, I didn't have a plan. And I feel if I didn't have this time to be still, I still would not have a plan. And this me versus me time has allowed me to think of my plan and visualize my plan and put little things into place to help me get to my plan. Because everyone has a dream. When you were growing up, you had a big dream, mm-hmm. and life happened. But like, just because life happened doesn't mean you have to give up on that dream. You just have to remove some people from your circle, put yourself in different atmosphere. You just have to move differently in order to live your dream.
Definitely. It's not a slide. It's more like a stairway.
Yes.
And we might just have a few more stairs getting added on to it, but it's all right. There's light. The light is literally so close.
Yes, it is.
In the 4 years, another thing, since we're giving advice, they're going to fly by. They are going to fly by. So you really have to make the best of it. And I really wish, and I know people were telling me that before I got here, but now I'm understanding. Year three, like, what? I feel like I just got here yesterday. And I blinked, and you know, I might have slept. And now, year three. Year four, I know it's definitely going to come and fly. But that's the finish line. Like, if we be so close to the finish line that we can't even, like, it's just hard to think about because it doesn't feel like it. But, you know, if you stay motivated and if you utilize this 4 years, they'll fly. But if you don't do anything with it, it's going to feel like it's longer.
Yes. And that's, but that's life. And that's what public relations is strategic marketing in life. You need to have a plan. So if you don't have a plan, you're going to just keep wasting time and you're going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, it's been 5 years since that. Yes. Cause you weren't paying attention to what was happening. So it's right. Very important to be present in the moment and to envision us, well, those who are in college, envision a life for you outside of college. I know everyone's like, I want to graduate. But what does that look like for you? Are you going to be moving back in with your parents? Are you going to have a job in corporate America? How are you going to get that job? You can't walk out just with a degree and expect them to give you something. So it's all about you manifesting the life that you want and executing your plan.
That's big. Guys, I want to close right here. That was the perfect close. But before I get into the close, where can they find you? What's the best way to reach you if someone wants to contact you? And how do we find College BFFs?
So College BFFs is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, TikTok. Yes, we're on those five major platforms. And you can just type in College BFFs on Instagram and Twitter. We are College BFFs _, because someone has that username. Oh, but yes, I know, right? But on TikTok and everything else, we are just College BFFs. And you can always DM us for a collaboration or go to our website at collegebffs.com and contact us there as well.
Y'all hear that? So, you know, anybody creative and, you know, you love the platform, go ahead and shoot your shot. Like, I'm a firm person when it comes to, you know, shooting your business shot.
Yes, we are always looking for new interns and everyone. So yes, definitely shoot your shot.
Y'all hear that? Come on, yes. Let's get that experience. You sitting at the desk, you might as well. Ajanae, I want to thank you so much for just, you know, it seems like your schedule is just so tight. Just fitting us into your schedule, this was so much fun. I really enjoy talks like this because I know this is going to stick and resonate with someone. Like, everything that we just said, somebody is going to stick with somebody. And that's the purpose of this podcast and your brand and everything you stand for kind of aligns with it. That's why I was so excited to come back on here and talk to you again. And I look forward to talking to you again on here because, you know, our talks, like, I just love them. I look forward to them every time.
Now, thank you so much for having me. I love your platform as well, just as much as you love me. I love you too, so I can't wait to listen to this and to listen to all of your future platform, your future podcast as well. Thank you
so much. I have to have you back. Like, everybody, honestly, if you're listening to this right now, I want y'all to drop the book emoji under the post. When I post her graphic, drop the book emoji. Drop the book emoji so I know that y'all tune in and y'all made it to the end of this episode. And I had so much fun doing it. Thank you so much. Ajanae!
If you enjoyed this week's episode, please make sure you drop those book emojis up under our last post. I will see y'all next week in the next episode of the Majestic Mix podcast, which y'all know how I end every episode for my listeners who've been here. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. I will see y'all next week as I introduce who our next guest is on the podcast.